have your Bob Almanac ready to go here today. And before we do that, we have a Bob Almanac salute. No audio with this, but Hall of Fame pitcher Don Sutton passed away the other day. It was Tuesday, which would be yesterday. He was 75. What I remember best about Don Sutton was his curly gray hair.
Yeah.
He looked old when he was still young. He had early graying. Early graying, Neil.
Yes, he did. And he had kind of a unique motion, too, seems to me. It's kind of held the ball down a little low compared to most right-handed.
It worked for him.
Oh, it did. It was effective.
324 wins. Played mostly with the Dodgers, some with the Angels, A's. And who could forget his time with the Brewers?
Right.
So Don Sutton now gone, but not forgotten at the age of 75. It's Inauguration Day today. It's also National Disc Jockey Day today.
Oh, that's
did you know that? Walter Winchell is the man credited with coining the term in the 1930s. Disc jockey. Greatest disc jockey ever for me, Dr. Johnny Fever.
Yes, I would say he would be top. The Wolfman Jack.
No doubt about that. The Venus Flytrap is also right up there as well, along with Neil Freeman.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Jim.
So a National Disc Jockey Day here today, Wednesday, January 20th, 20th day of the year, 345 days left to go. Our patent of the day today is the roller coaster. That's a pretty big patent. It's a big item to patent.
It is.
But it was patented by LaMarcus Adna Thompson, the roller coaster. Wasn't it Coney Island?
Yeah,
where it started, where we go, hey, yeah.
I think that's where
Coney Island. First roller coasters were over there. They really made them famous. 1937 this date.
In this dedication of a nation, we humbly ask the blessing of God. May he protect each and every one of us.
That's Franklin Delano Roosevelt, first president inaugurated on January 20th. 20th Amendment to the United Constitution, United States Constitution, U.S. Constitution, if you will, set the date as the official date, and it has been that date ever since. And I think it used to be in March prior to that, Neil.
Ooh, okay.
Does that sound about right to you?
Yeah.
1937. FDR, of course, would have two more of those, too. That was just his second term and second inaugural address. 1949, J. Edgar Hoover gives Shirley Temple a tear gas fountain pen. She, in turn, gave him a pair of open-toed slingbacks and a girdle. I don't know. Nice. Shirley Temple was very chummy with J. Edgar Hoover and the FBI. I don't know. Maybe she was a secret agent for the FBI.
Well,
why else would you give somebody a tear gas fountain pen?
Right.
I suppose to ward off fans.
Yes.
You know, fans are getting too chummy with her. And, hey, J. Edgar goes, here, use this next time they get a little too close for you.
Yeah.
Too many autograph seekers there, Shirley?
I'll slow them down.
Use this. Tear gas fountain pen.
That sounds like a Bond
It really does, doesn't it?
Yeah.
49. 1961.
And so, my fellow Americans, ask not what your country can do for you. Ask what you can do for your country.
It's a pretty famous line there from John F. Kennedy's JFK. We have FDR, and now JFK sworn in as the 35th President of the United States, 1961. 1969.
On a cold and gray Chicago morning, a poor little baby child is born in the ghetto.
Written by Mac Davis.
And his mom.
So Elvis returns for the first time to record in Memphis. He had not recorded in Memphis since he left the Sun Studios in 56. So he went back to a studio. It wasn't Sun Studios. It was another studio company. But he recorded in the ghetto, Suspicious Minds, Kentucky Rain. So that means that Ronnie Millsap was there.
Sure.
Because he was playing piano on Kentucky Rain. Now, the B-side of In the Ghetto was.
Any day now.
Wow.
When your restless eyes meet someone.
So he also recorded this song in that Elvis from Memphis.
Live
from Memphis. Or Elvis from Memphis.
I did not know that.
So he did this and recorded this in 69. And of course, Ronnie Millsap was there for that recording session. And then some 12, 13 years later, he records it and makes it a big number one hit.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
1973 at the Grand Ole Opry.
One by one, the turning out the light. I've been beat.
Real audio from the Grand Ole Opry here today as Jerry Lee Lewis made his debut at the Grand Ole Opry.
I guess it's all
It was a long time coming. It took a long time. He was bitter because, unlike Elvis, unlike Johnny Cash, Carl Perkins, those also in the Million Dollar Quartet and those Sun Records Memphis guys, he never got an invite in the early days. I think I'm pretty sure even more than Elvis, he was seen more wild than even Elvis.
Yes.
He was a killer after all.
Yeah,
so he was always kind of bitter about that. So he makes his return to Nashville and singing there, what was his comeback song. That was his first big country hit after the rockabilly time, Another Place, Another Time, opening up his set there at the Grand Ole Opry. Jerry Lee Lewis, this date in 73. In 81...
Frank, the Algerian 727 carrying the freed hostages left Athens about 1 hour ago. It's now over the Mediterranean. It was on the ground 90 minutes for refueling. No one disembarked. The American ambassador to Greece, Bob McCloskey, did not go on board, but
with
he
all
did...
due respect, Peter Jennings, my name is not Frank. It's Jim. This was the date that Iran released the 52 Americans that were being held hostage for 444 days. It always seemed quite convenient that it happened shortly after Ronald Reagan was sworn in as president.
Like hours.
1981 is when that happened. Also in 82.
Evidently threw an unconscious bat on the stage, and he thought it was a rubber bat, whatever, and he picked it up and bit the head off.
And Sean's going, dummy, it's real. I'm going, what?
It was a real bat, and we found out bats, they do carry disease and create disease, and he had to go through 30 days of rabies shots and treatment. Preventative.
Yes,
but Ozzy Osbourne bit the head off a bat. He really did do that.
Yeah.
He thought it was a rubber bat, though.
Right.
And it was in Des Moines, Iowa. It was. I've been on that stage or in that actual arena. It's right next to the hockey arena down there, Wells Fargo Arena. It's their old War Memorial, Veterans Memorial, whatever it is, arena.
You didn't carry a bat in with you.
I did not, no. Okay. No, there were no bats in the belfry either.
Okay, that's good.
There. Ozzy cleaned them all out. Well, though, once bats heard that he was biting heads off them, they're not coming back. It was a good deterrent. I mean, forget about everything else. Although bats do eat mosquitoes, we need them and we love them.
Mm-hmm.
1982, Ozzy Osbourne doing his thing. And then, of course, the legend just grew, saying that he's doing all these other things, like taking legs off of dogs and throwing them out into the crowd and all these other things that he wasn't doing. But that's part of the Ozzy legend right there.
That's how it started.
1986, new footage of the 1931 Frankenstein was found. The footage was originally deleted because it was considered to be too shocking. So let's say, 1931, you know, Hollywood elite, what would they have thought even today, what would be too shocking? Maybe that the Frankenstein would have a different opinion politically than the Wolfman? That'd be too shocking for the Hollywood elite?
That would be tough to take.
That would be tough to take, and that also would be shocking and probably end up on the cutting room floor. That was 1986. How about in 1989? How about this for a little tidbit? Ronald Reagan leaves office as George H.W. Bush takes over as vice president, and Reagan becomes the first U.S. president since 1840 who was elected in a 0 year to leave office alive. Going all the way back to 1840, every president that had been elected in a 0 year, which is every 20 years, did not leave office alive. Think about that.
That's very weird.
Yeah, so that was in 1989 and 98. You ever watch that Dawson's Creek show, Neil, or did you just stick with Gunsmoke?
Yeah, somehow I missed Dawson's Creek.
Dawson's Creek, many people called it the modern Gunsmoke.
Oh, well, then I need to revisit that.
Yeah, I didn't watch a lot of the WB back in that day. They didn't have the Flash yet. But Katie Holmes is in it. She's adorable. James Vanderbeek, Joshua Jackson on the WB. That's Paula Cole singing the theme song. Dawson's Creek debuted in 98. 02.
And forward from North Carolina, 6'6", Michael Jordan.
So that's Michael. told Jordan having to play with Popeye Jones. He goes, Popeye, you're no Scottie Pippen. I'm sorry.
Right.
You know, I can't pick and roll with you. I'm sorry. But he's with the Washington Wizards. Do you remember Popeye Jones? He's a serviceable player. He's just no Scottie Pippen. He's not a Hall of Famer.
No.
But, oh, how you there? How you doing, Rooster?
Yeah.
So that's Michael Jordan.
That was his comeback?
That was his comeback as a Washington Wizard.
Right.
At that point in time, he was part of the ownership group. He was their director of basketball personnel, president of basketball personnel. He said, you know, I'm going to come out of retirement. He was actually, according to reports, he got motivation to come back after the return and the comeback of Mario Lemieux to the Pittsburgh Penguins the year before. And he goes, you know, I might do that too. And he did. And he played a couple of years.
He's
and
still pretty good.
Still could play the game, no doubt. I'd take him on my team. Wizards beat the Bulls, his old team, 77-69. We got to remember actress Nedra Voles here today.
Is this an apartment or Grand Central Station?
It's an apartment, but the next train leaves in 10 minutes.
You're cute for a tall person.
Well, she said no,
I'm
Mr.
Adelaide
D.
Brubaker.
I'm Phil Drummond. That's my daughter Kimberly, my two sons Willis and Arnold.
Mr. Drummond must have just got sick and tired of his... of his maids continually hitting on them and cozying up to them.
It happened frequently?
Yes. So that's Adelaide. She was on Different Strokes. They just could never find the proper replacement for Mrs. Garrett and Charlotte Ray on that show. They kept going through maids after maids after maids. And, of course, she was also on Dukes of Hazzard because she was the postmaster of Hazzard. She also worked at the Hazzard Gazette. She did fill-in over at the garage for Cooter. Because she knew how to change oil and knew how to repack ball bearings.
Nice.
So that was 2003 that she passed away. And then 2016 in the news.
This morning, the NFL making history. The Buffalo Bills tweeting the revolutionary news. Breaking. Catherine Smith is the Bills' new special teams quality control coach. The first full-time female NFL coach.
That was a big deal, and there have been a few more women that have taken full-time coaching jobs in the National Football League. We might still be a few years from a female head coach, but it's kind of the ground is being laid here that could happen.
We're having our first female referee or, you know, official for a Super Bowl.
She's going to be the down judge or down referee or whatever is. And we reported that here on the Bob Morning Show. Is that where you heard it?
I think it was, yes.
Birthdays now today, and let's move on.
I'd like to evaluate the various paces that a person can traveling on the surface. I believe I'm out of your field of view. Is that right now, Houston?
That's affirmative, Buzz.
Affirmative, Buzz. Buzz Aldrin, second man to walk on the moon. Everybody remembers the first man, but you don't forget Buzz. He had
right
to have
there.
Been. That name must have been the inspiration for Buzz Lightyear, was it not?
It's got it.
It had to have been. Buzz Aldrin.
Yep.
There he is walking on the moon, talking to Houston, showing off his gait and his long stride. Ooh. He's high-stepping into the end zone.
I love it.
Through the lunar dust. Buzz Aldrin is 91. If you had to pick one lead singer for Kiss, would you go Gene Simmons or would you go Paul Stanley?
I'm kind of a Paul Stanley guy when it comes to leading.
They both have different voices, so you can usually tell who it is. It's singing lead, Detroit Rock City, Paul Stanley. With or without the makeup, he's talented. He's 69. Neil, what time is it?
TV theme time.
Falcon Crest, Lorenzo Lamas. Isn't that Fernando Lamas' son?
Yes.
And I'm sure he looked marvelous, right? He's 63 today. James Denton from that show, it was Desperate Housewives.
I'm mad that I like you so much without really knowing anything about you.
Oh. What do you want to know?
What's your favorite food?
Mexican.
What's your favorite sport?
Football.
Favorite band?
Elvis Costello.
That's a guy, not a band.
It's a guy with a band.
He said football there. Actually, he's a big Twins fan.
Yeah, he is.
That guy, James Denton, is 58.
Was he with Terry Hatcher there?
Yes, he got a chance to make out
he's
and get frisky with Terry Hatcher, and I'm sure that he was able to realize they're real and spectacular.
Mm-hmm.
James Denton, 58, here today. John Michael Montgomery, we hear him a lot here on Bob. He's 56.
I wish I never let you go.
Tracy Guns. That's the Guns of the Guns N' Roses, but he left before all of their commercial success because then Slash came in. Tracy Guns leaves and forms L.A. Guns. He's on guitar here. Tracy with two eyes, 55 today. Dwight from The Office.
What is the most inspiring thing I ever said to you?
Don't be an idiot. Changed my life. Whenever I'm about to do something, I think, would an idiot do that? And if they would, I do not do that thing.
Pretty good rule of thumb there.
Yeah, that's good.
That's Rain Wilson. Very good as Dwight. That's outstanding. Good, Rain Wilson, 55. We have Quest Love, who leads The Roots. That's the band on The Tonight Show. He's 50 today. And country singer, I was going to lead and do something with him here, and I didn't get around to queuing up a Brantley Gilbert song.
Oh, sure.
Country must be countrywide.
Right.
I think Brantley Gilbert is the one who told us that. He's 36.
36 today. All right, gone, but not forgotten. Legendary entertainer. Was not afraid to have a cigar on occasion. George Burns.
Yeah, and he did a little singing as well. The guy could sing.
Oh, yeah.
At a bar down in Dallas, an old man chimed in.
This charted. This is a, you could look it up. This song, I Wish I Was 18 Again, was a, it charted, I think, on the country charts. I don't know how high it was.
Just be a young man.
You don't think of George Burns as a country artist?
No. Sounds good.
When I heard
Stogie in hand, of course.
Sure. Along with his wife, Gracie Allen, they had the Burns and Allen comedy team and show. Very talented man. 1896. For George Burns. He was Bones on Star Trek, DeForest Kelly.
Come on, Spock, it's me, McCoy. You really have gone where no man's gone before. Can't you tell me what it felt like?
It would be impossible to discuss the subject without a common frame of reference.
You mean I have to die to discuss your insights on death?
Forgive me, Doctor. I'm receiving a number of distress calls. I don't doubt it.
It's easy to go with, I'm a doctor, not a bricklayer.
Right.
But that's one there. For one of the movies.
Very good. That's DeForest Kelly with Leonard Nimoy, of course, from Star Trek. DeForest Kelly, 1920. What about Slim Whitman? Was he the singing hobo? Or no, he's the...
No, that's Boxcar Willie.
Yeah. He's the yodeling yodeler.
And you know how I found out about Slim Whitman and how I was exposed to his music?
Can't tell?
No, kind of, but it was the commercials they ran during All-Star Wrestling.
Oh, yeah. I remember it, too.
If they would take a break, and then all of a sudden you'd find out how you get the two album set of Slim Whitman's greatest hits.
Right.
As he yodeled his way into your hearts.
Right. How could you not like that this? Slim Whitman was born on this day, 1923. Fine actress Patricia Neal was in many, many big movies. Won Oscar for her work in Hud, opposite Paul Newman, 1926. Artie Johnson was a staple on Rowan and Martin's Laugh-In.
Very interesting.
But not very tasteful.
Wait a minute. Didn't I once see you in a Dusseldorf meat market next to the sausage?
What makes you say that?
Because you look like divorced.
Hey, I found out Slim Whitman's nickname. He was the Smiling Starduster.
Really? Okay.
There you
I
go.
I like it. Artie Johnson there, very interesting but stupid. He made famous 1929, and he was one of the original members of the Fifth Dimension, singer Ron Townsend.
Now, I'm sure you're aware of this. First you Surrey, and then you picnic, right? You don't picnic, and then you Surrey. You Surrey, then you picnic.
Yes.
Listen to Marilyn McCoo's voice just cutting. Just cutting right through everything and just shining above everything else.
She was A lot of good talent in this band.
Yeah, I did. Exactly.
So good.
The Fifth Dimension. Away, baby.
Ron Townsend there, 1933, and they're all gone, but not forgotten.
Forgotten. Mm-hmm. All right. Would you like to go to Alabama, She and I, for a Bobathon kickoff, Start Me Up? Would you consider Mike Reed, Walk on Faith, or Shenandoah, Next to You, Next to Me?
All outstanding, but I think that Alabama, She and I.
KDDG Albany, KDDG HD1 Albany St. Cloud, KBGY Faribault, KLCI Elk River.